פרשת ויחי. ויחי יעקב בארץ מצרים 17 שנה, and Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim for 17 years. ויהי ימי יעקב שני חייו, 7 שנים ו-40 שנה ומעט שנה. And the total days of Yaakov's life were 147 years. As a pulpit rabbi, it happens often, and sometimes it's very uncomfortable. The rabbi is called upon to officiate, ergo to deliver a eulogy, by the family of the deceased. And the tendency of the reporting of the family about the life of this deceased is to report the final days, months, or years. And quite often, they might have been a time of suffering, physical ailments, financial disappointments, fights, alienation from certain members of the family, whereas which the family, children, siblings, might describe the deceased as being a fabisana, a bitter person, bitter behavior, mental dysfunction, Alzheimer's, or other debilitating issues. And the tendency of the family is not to stress, let's say in the case where it's the first 80 years of one's life. And at times the elderly, for whatever reason, did not speak and convey their trials and their tribulations. Grandparents who shy away from speaking of the Holocaust or of the years of the Depression and starvation, literal starvation, in shtetls, or mesirat nefesh to remain Shomri Shabbos, or simply living a life of deprivation to enable, to afford paying for the education, the Jewish education, Jewish chinuch for child. And we know very little about their honesty, their excellence, their devotion to members of the family from far and near, their giving of tzedakah, and so on and so on and so forth. What a tragic loss not to be able to share those parts, those experiences of B'nai Melachim with those that are attending the funeral or come to Shiva or wherever it might be. In the Essential Malbim, the author writes, speaking about Yaakov's last years in Mitzrayim, the end of a person's life is seen as the measure of his entire life. One who lived all his days in pain, but who eventually ended up in happy and successful, will forget all his travails and consider himself as having lived an entire life of peace and happiness. And the author continues, that is why the verse is telling us here, for the last 17 years of his life, Yaakov lived. Vayechi Yaakov. Yaakov lived. He thrived, he flourished in the land of Mitzrayim. Success, happiness, blissful reunification with his beloved son. And therefore you look upon it in its fullness as Yaakov's days, almost as if that becomes his entire life. Rav Hirsch takes an entire different spin, just the opposite. Yaakov's last 17 years were unimpressive. He says that was, it's a parsha stuma. It's a closed parsha. And he writes, when one considers that the 17 years which are introduced hereby are really the only ones in which Jacob lived a quiet, undisturbed life, so that in comparison with the previous years of his life, they can be considered as the real flowering of his life, we should have expected all the more to find the relation of them to be brought into prominence by starting with a fresh chapter. Wow! Vayechi! We're going on to an aspect, finally, Yaakov, after 130 years of his life, is having 17 wonderful years. But Rav Hirsch continues, but the fact that this is not the case teaches us that through these 17 years, certainly not to be reckoned with the rest of his life, but nationally, they formed the lesser important part of it. It was rather the troubled years of his life in which the test had to be gone through. In the midst of the bitterest faith of a Jacob, to be worthy of acquiring the name of Yisrael, Yaakov Yisrael, that were those in which Jacob won his everlasting national importance, to which the 17 years that follow form just the happy, rewarding conclusion. In looking through various dictionaries, quotations of linguistic people, prominent, to try and differentiate between good and great, it ends up only in terms of percentages. Yaakov remaining 17 years, his last 70 years, were good years. But his first 130 years, which he describes to Paro as Me'at V'ra'im, that are not good. But the fact of the matter is, in retrospect, those 130 years were imprinting upon the annals of Jewish history. Yaakov and Lady Yisrael, and perhaps the ambivalence back and forth to Yaakov Yisrael, those 130 years made Yaakov Avinu Bechir Shebavot, first class of even Avavot of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's a message. A life does not necessarily have to be the 17 years of Yaakov Avinu, of complacency, of happiness, being together with the Mishpocha, enjoyment. There could be trials and tribulations, difficulties, proving yourself as being an honest person, proving yourself that you strove for excellence, you were fair, you cared, you gave, you were involved, you weren't just a bystander. And the message is clear. Clear, Rav Hirsch explains, to Klal Yisrael, live a great life. Don't settle just for good. Strive for being great. And that is the truth of Arichat Yomim V'Shonim. Amen.